Our worship service each Sunday incorporates each of the earth elements, earth, water, air, and fire. Our stones and water ritual that we practice is an opportunity for us to share our joys, cares, concerns, or sorrows through picking up a stone and imbibing that stone or imbuing that stone with the whatever it is that you're carrying in your life at this time. Place it into the bowl of water, which represents this beloved community. Place the stone in there, set it down. This community will hold it with you. During our gathering hymn, you are invited to come forward down the aisles and choose a stone and place it into one of the bowls of water. Would you rise now in body or spirit to sing our gathering hymn number 145, As Tranquil Streams. The words will be up here on the wall. Last week, when I was preaching about our Universalist message of hope, I talked about the connection between hope and imagination and suggested that we keep that in mind as we work this year on a new vision statement for our congregation. We will be imagining where the congregation wants to be, what our purpose is, and what we wish to be known for. We will be imagining the congregation's future. What measurable differences will we make, and for whom? We have a mission statement, a safe, I'm going to actually say safer, because we can't guarantee 100% safety all the time for all people. A safer community for seeking and service. It's a concise statement of what Brew wants to be known for or known as within the wider world, what the congregation wants to mean to the community. We have our Brew Covenant of Right Relations, a statement of how members of the congregation will be with and will behave toward one another, as well as what is promised or vowed to one another and to the congregation as a whole. But we do not have an explicit written vision statement, a carefully defined picture, the dream of what the congregation can become. What are our aspirations now, at this point in Brew's life story? Ours is a living tradition, open to change and growth through time, because ours is a self-reflective tradition. Covenant, mission, and vision statements are living documents subject to change as a congregation evolves in response to the world around it and the members who are the Bull Run Unitarian Universalist congregation. In the beginning, the vision was of planting a liberal and progressive religious and spiritual community in this part of Northern Virginia. In the first two decades, the dreams centered on growth, spreading the word that Brew was here in Manassas and intended to stay here. Commenting on the 1980s, Charlie Grimes put it this way: "We decided consistently in all those discussions that Brew would invite others to join and seek to grow in size, rather than stay a family-sized community where everyone knew each other well and socialized together on weekends." We still do that to some extent. In addition, there were lots of discussions on who do we want to be in the 1980s, but the 1990s were focused primarily on where do we want to be and who will come to Sunday services there. The dreaming and the imagining about where was settled when Brew bought this building 20 years ago and tethered itself to the corner of Church and Main Streets in the heart of Old Town Manassas. So why do we need a vision statement now? Ginny Corder was the UUA's moderator from 2003 to 2013. In her final report to the 2013 General Assembly delegates, she said this: "Without a vision, the people perish. But it's because the people aren't visioning, not because no one gave them something. Without a vision, the people perish because they are no longer active in their own future. You congregants, us together, are responsible for setting that 50-year vision for Unitarian Universalism with and through your Board of Trustees and your General Assembly. I also think this gets tied to growth, she continued, my friends, because I think without a vision, the people perish. And if the people in your place aren't dreaming, maybe then you're not exciting enough to be with. I need you to dream. You need you to dream. Without a vision, the people perish. One thing that happens when an organization or a congregation doesn't have a common vision is that all of the smaller groupings of people within these communities start doing their own thing. Without a common purpose, the congregation's members are pulled in different directions, this way and that way. Nothing is coordinated, and the organization stays more or less in the same place or is subject to currents, winds, and tides that come from outside. Like a boat that is powered by the people holding the oars, it will take forever to get where we want to go, unless we all row together. Kathy Sobrio noticed something like this happening when she became the program council chairperson. Reports were business as usual, and there was little collective excitement about the activities. As Kathy told me, I thought about my teaching days, and I noticed that people always do better if there's a clearly stated purpose for their attention and action. What we need is a common vision as well as mission to which programs, committees, and staff can align their particular goals. Each program, committee, or group has a vision and mission, and though these are specific to them, each is but a part of this congregation, and as such, must align to the work of the whole. Unless the drumbeats of the various committee and program level vision and mission statements come into complementary rhythms, there will just be a cacophony of sound and energy. Alignment with a common vision will produce a congregation that feels more cohesive as a body, more energetic and stronger about belonging to a purpose-driven group. But we need to know what that common dream is. Now, I wasn't here on August 25th, but I understand that Art Muirhead was able to express the need for us to create a vision for our congregation's work beautifully. Unfortunately, he didn't write it down. And I don't know if it was recorded. If it was, it can be transcribed. If not, then Art will have to let Spirit speak through him again when you ask him why we are doing vision work this year. And he's not here today to defend himself, so go at it, okay? Once we have a vision, we can figure out how to move all of what we do towards it. The vision will drive our decisions about what we will do to reach that dream. The goals may benefit from and even require raising large sums of money through a major capital campaign. I know that we all have been dreaming about improving accessibility into and throughout the buildings. And we are also dreaming about being more green. These are wonderful dreams. The vision we generate this year will drive our direction. The vision will illuminate the projects and their priorities and will drive the financial requirements. The vision drives the major capital campaign, not the other way around. Once determined, the vision will reveal our needs. I was reading the 2018 winter issue of the UU World last month and came across the following bit of wisdom written by Alicia Cook. I heard Ron Chisholm of the People's Institute for Survival and Beyond tell an audience of organizers, when your vision is clear, you're never burnt out. You might sometimes be overworked, but if you still have that sense of vision to carry inside you like a flame, you would never be burnt out. Well, we ultimately learned, Alicia and her group, 350.org, they learned that it is sometimes even the clearest vision of the right path forward is not enough if you don't have the resources to walk it. so you can see how the capital campaign and the vision go together. So to be clear, this vision will likely lead to decisions about money, and we will need to assess our resources, but the vision is first. And if it becomes clear that it isn't achievable, we'll adjust our sails again and coordinate our oar strokes and set course towards a new common dream. Ultimately, a vision will make Brew a more cohesive community. A vision statement, as I've said, is not for all time. We will keep checking our progress, and we will keep discerning if this is still the vision we need in the present time. In several years, we may need to make a course adjustment that steers towards a different landmark on the horizon of the future. Envisioning our future, let us first engage the wider sight of our collective imagining. And now we'll hear a beautiful song. At this time, we extinguish our chalice, for the worship has ended. Our service begins.